From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Representatives from more than 80 countries gathered in The Hague today. The topic of discussion was Afghanistan. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the conference also offered the Obama administration a unique opportunity to have high-level contacts with officials from Iran.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton didn't personally meet with the Iranian deputy foreign minister, but she says the U.S. Special Representative on Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, did make a point of it.
It was cordial, it was unplanned, and they agreed to stay in touch.
That wasn't the only unusual diplomatic contact at today's conference. Secretary Clinton said the U.S. gave the Iranians a letter focusing on three U.S. citizens, including former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who's believed to be in Iran, though Iran has never acknowledged that.
In the letter, we asked Iran to use all of its facilities to determine the whereabouts and ensure the quick and safe return of Robert Levinson. We also asked that Iran grant the release of Roxana Saberi and permission to travel for both Roxana Saberi and Esha Momeni.
Saberi is a freelance reporter who has contributed to NPR, and Momeni is a researcher studying women's rights. Clinton said allowing them to leave Iran would be a humanitarian gesture by the Tehran government. As for the topic of today's conference here, Afghanistan, Clinton said she liked what she heard from the Iranian deputy foreign minister when he addressed the meeting.
The questions of border security and in particular the transit of narcotics across the border from Afghanistan to Iran is a worry that the Iranians have, which we share, and we will look for ways to cooperate with them. And I think the fact that they came today is a promising sign.
The Iranian envoy, Mohammad Mehdi Akhundzadeh, did say his country is ready to help international efforts to combat drug trafficking, but he also raised concerns about the increasing foreign troop presence in Afghanistan, one of Iran's neighbors.
The presence of foreign forces has not improved things in the country, and it seems that an increase in the number of foreign forces will prove ineffective too. The military expenses need to be redirected to the training of the Afghan police and army.
Secretary Clinton updated the conference on the Obama administration's plans to send more military trainers as well as combat troops to Afghanistan, and she urged others to pitch in as well. She also told the more than 80 nations gathered at The Hague to do more to help prepare Afghanistan for elections and root out corruption, which she called a cancer.
We must also support the efforts by the government of Afghanistan to separate the extremists of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban from those who joined their ranks not out of conviction, but out of desperation. This is, in fact, the case for a majority of those fighting with the Taliban.
Secretary Clinton said members of the Taliban should be offered, as she put it, an honorable form of reconciliation if they're willing to break with Al-Qaeda. That and her overtures to Iran were all part of her efforts to show that the Obama administration is taking a fresh approach to Afghanistan and the region. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, The Hague.